Blog Talk Radio.
There is a conspiracy in the land.
It's a conspiracy to wipe out the black community as a whole.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to log in, load up, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself in swag while sitting on your sofa sipping Ace of Spades, watching messages from the local sponsors, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Scheinberg administration during an uncut broadcast of Schindler's List. It won't consist of Instagram pics posted by Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Ben Jealous eating dinner together at the juice bar on 125th Street, showing off their current situation. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by New Nigga Cinema, and it will not star Nene or Flavor Flav, Cicely Tyson, or Tyler Perry. The revolution will not give you street cred. The revolution will not correct erectile dysfunction. The revolution will not make you an American Idol, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Muhammad popping champagne at your going away to prison party, because you got caught by every camera in the neighborhood kicking that dog and robbing that old lady. CNN will not choose the dumbest eyewitness in the crowd to give a concise description of just what happened. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of brothers shooting down pigs on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of brothers shooting down pigs on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Gwyneth Paltrow being run out of Harlem on a Vespa with a brand new weave. There will be no slow motion or ass shots of Buffy the Body gyrating on a rented Rolls Royce with a wet black power t-shirt that she had been saving for just the proper occasion. Real Housewives, Olivia and French, and the Kardashians will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if niggas are making it rain in puddles of sorrow, because black people will be in the streets looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no YouTube clips of parrots singing the national anthem, or Sweet Brown screaming she ain't got time for that. The theme song will not be written by Kanye West or DJ Khaled, nor will it be sung by 2 Chainz, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, or Trinidad James. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a flash flood, flash fire, or flash mob. You will not have to worry about the gecko in your glove compartment, the tapeworm in your gas tank, or the Trojan man in your back pocket. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not spray on a darker complexion. The revolution will give you wings. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution won't be on demand, brother. The revolution will be live.
A new political system is on that table. A new economic order is on that table.
New African spiritualism is on that tape.
Right.
Food, clothing, and shelter of our own is on that tape.
Right.
Self-rule and self-government is on that table. And our guns must be on that tape.
Right.
If you don't have a form of self-defense, a fool will take whatever you develop from you.
Right.
So defense and development must go hand in hand.
Right, right.
And you must know who the enemy is when you got a gun. You can't pull your gun on your brother and on your sister on some over some nigger mess. You must know who the enemy is. A real revolution must take place. Let's go further, and I'm going to finish on that last note. A revolution is the solution. Point number three of the 10-point program and platform. We want tax exemption and an end to the robbery of the black nation by the capitalists. We want an end to the capitalistic domination of Africa in all of its forms. Imperialism, criminal settler colonialism, neocolonialism, racism, sexism, Zionism, apartheid, and artificial borders in Africa. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
We believe that this wicked racist government has robbed us, and now we are demanding the overdue debt of reparations. Of what?
Reparations.
A form of reparations was promised 100 years ago, 40 acres and a mule, as restitution for the continued genocide of our people and to, in meaningful measure, repair the damage for the African Holocaust called in Kiswahili, Mahanga Mizo or Maafa. We use both the Swahili terms of Mahanga Mizo and Maafa. Mahanga Mizo, well, Maafa first, means death or destruction, but that's not strong enough. So we use the more modern and updated etymological root of what we're talking about, which in Kiswahili is Mahanga Mizo. And Mahanga Mizo says that someone willfully, intentionally, with premeditation in their mind, in their heart, in their nature, that their whole being was involved.
Right.
In the destruction, the genocide, the Holocaust of another people. So we say, Mahanga Mizo, say it. And the other term is Maafa. We believe our people should be exempt from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land and the overdue reparations debt remains unpaid. We will accept payment in fertile and minerally rich land, precious metals, industry, commerce, and currency. As genocide crimes continue, people's tribunals must be set up.
That's right.
To prosecute and to execute.
That's right.
We can't talk about reparations, and all we talk about is some worthless paper with some dead Peckerwood president's picture on it. Our great-great-grandparents would roll over in their graves if they felt all we wanted was some money from the white man.
Right.
We want the money. If they thought all we wanted was some precious metals, some gold and some silver and some platinum. We want some gold, some silver, and some platinum, but it can't be all that we want.
Right, right.
That we only want some land. Land is the basis of independence. That's a form of reparations, one of the high forms of reparations.
Right.
But we must want more than money, more than gold, more than silver, more than diamonds, more than land.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You say we want industry, we want commerce, we want all of that. But God damn it, we also want an eye for an eye,
right,
and a tooth for a tooth, and a limb for a limb, and a goddamn life for a life. We have not been. Reparations is to repair the damage.
Right.
What is reparations?
To repair.
To repair the damage. I want to be whole again.
That's right.
Right.
I want to be healed again.
Right. Right.
I understand that there is healing in the killing.
Yes, sir.
And in the murder.
Yes, sir.
There's healing in the killing.
Yes, sir.
And there's medicine in the murder.
Right.
To kill our enemy in self-defense the same way that our enemy has killed us.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
They're talking about what I said at King College about killing the cracker.
Right.
Specifically, it was South Africa, but really.
That's right.
But really.
We know. That's right.
I said kill the men. Kill the women,
right.
Kill the children,
that's right.
Kill the baby,
that's right.
Kill the blind,
right.
Kill the cripple,
right.
Kill the crazy.
That's right.
Say, why kill the baby? Because the baby is going to grow up one day to rule our babies. Kill the goddamn baby.
That's right.
between her legs on the assembly line.
Right.
Shut down the military assembly line by killing the white woman.
Right.
I know that don't set too well with some of the brothers. You say, I'm for all the people.
Uh-oh.
Power to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, we talking about black power. Black people. Yes, we have an alliance with the brown man and woman. An alliance with the red man and woman. An alliance with the yellow man and woman. Huh?
That's right.
All of us are victims of the white man.
That's right.
We say to the people of color that the same dog that bit you bit us too.
Right.
If you're a Chinese, if you're a Japanese, if you're a Korean, if you're a Chicano, if you're from Mexico, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're from the Dominican Republic, wherever you are from, the islands of the Pacific, wherever you are from, the same dog that bit you
all right.
bit us too.
All right.
You don't invite the white man to your meeting.
No.
Malcolm always talked about revolution in the sense of the 1954 Bandung Conference.
Come on.
And he said at the Bandung Conference, everybody was invited.
All right.
The black man was there. The red, the brown, the yellow. The only one Malcolm said who wasn't invited in Indonesia was the white man. That old blue-eyed thing, he said.
That's right.
That old blonde-haired thing, he said.
That's right.
They all realized, black, brown, red, and yellow, that they had a common enemy. They had a common oppressor.
That's right.
They all realized that he spoke French in one part of the world, he spoke English in another part of the world, he spoke Portuguese in another part of the world. They realized that he spoke Spanish in another part of the world. I mean, Spain, in Europe, that colonized the Incas, the Mayas, the Aztecs, the old men.
On hold for a moment. Went out and attacked the rappers. He didn't know Tupac Shakur. You don't know Snoop Doggy Dogg. You don't know Biggie Smalls. You don't know Sean Puffy Combs. You don't know them butts. While you sitting on your butt, afraid to come into the community and deal with the grassroots of your people, a whole generation has come up around you. Let's talk about the rappers for a minute. Can we talk about the rappers for a moment? Let's talk about Tupac Shakur for a moment. Tupac Shakur is a child of the 60s. Tupac Shakur, born out of the spirit of the revolution of the 60s. Tupac Shakur. Fire in his bones. Huh? Boldness and rebellion in his blood. Born from his beautiful, bold Black Panther mama, Afeni. Sitting in the jail cell, a revolutionary woman carrying the fruit of life, mocking the child in her womb, mocking the child with rebellion, mocking the child with insurrection, mocking the child with a spirit to not go along with what's been going on. When you got a generation like that, you've got to work with them. You've got to mold them and shape them and fashion them. They represent the best generation we've ever produced. They're mad. They're angry. White man say, where your cap turned this way, they turn theirs around. He say he wearing his pants up, they wear theirs down. Whatever he says do, they do the opposite. Rebellious. Sick and tired of what's been going on in the hells of North America. And so they rap lyrics that speak to the pain and the suffering and the low-down life of the black man and woman. They speak to our condition at the grassroots level, in the muck, in the mire, and in the mud. Not to just be attacked. If you sit and if you stand in the pulpit that Adam Clayton Powell Jr. stood in, Adam Clayton Powell characterized himself in his words as the baddest nigger in Congress. The baddest nigger in Congress. That's what he said. He said, keep the faith, baby. Don't panic. Tupac said the same thing. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. But for butts and a few other butt-licking, boot-licking, buck-dancing niggas, somebody has to call these niggas out. But some of you are so connected to them, or you want something from them, or you want favor from them, or you want to be recognized by them. If you don't stand up for the liberation of our people, then to hell with any nigga. I don't care who he is or where he is, to hell with him if he won't stand up for the liberation of our people. If we touch the hearts and minds of the rappers, they could create a revolution overnight. Overnight. Literally, overnight. But to attack them and put them down, talking about the language that they use, when you're acting like what they're talking about. But to the youth who are under the sound of my voice, you too have a responsibility. You do have a responsibility to wake up, clean up, and stand up. Give liberation lyrics to our people that will uplift them and not degrade them and put them down. Because if we follow the same filth of the white man's world, then our world will go down under the weight of filth and corruption, the same way the white man's world is going down. And so to our young brothers and sisters, don't try to pattern your life. You're criticizing the butts and the other toms. But at the same time, you're trying to be like the Italian gangsters. You gangster rap. You dress like Al Capone. You dress like some other cracker. Some Jew gangster. Some Italian gangster. You're not a gangster. You are the very people of God, trying to look like some damn criminal from Italy, some mafioso, some Italiano boy. Look like fools on TV, dressed up in all of this mess. You diss black designers. You don't want to wear the clothes from your black designers. You wearing Tommy Hill niggas. You wearing polo because you've been so damn poor and you've been living so damn low until you don't want to do nothing to pick yourself up and do something for yourself and give proper direction and guidance to the masses of your people who yearn to breathe free. This is the year of the bullet or the bullet.
Black power, black power, black power, black power, and even more, even more, even more, black power. Today is just one of those days that our national chairman will be coming on here shortly, and I will be hopefully bringing him on tonight. Of course, how do you come behind and come in front of, number one, Dr. Khalid Muhammad? How do you come behind a shiny prince such as himself? May the ancestors be pleased with him. May we celebrate his life, the continued struggle that has not been finished, because we are entering into an unfinished revolution. We have not gotten the 40 acres and the so-called raggedy-ass mule. We have not gotten anything that has taken our people to a different plane. So what do we have to do? We have to reevaluate ourselves, and we have to take what is ours and what is deemed to us in an unfinished revolution. And how do we do that? How do we do that? We call on to a call, or we make a call to our people. We tell our people that we must end this violence. We have to stop the self-hatred, the many forms of Willie Lynchism, although it has been told or argued that Willie Lynchism pamphlets may or may not be true. Either way, it's still a feeling. It's still occupying a space of negativity that we've had for centuries and centuries on top of centuries. And it's still taking us to whole new levels. And we're still not getting better. We're still not acknowledging on a whole of working with our people, of taking our people to a whole new level where we need to be. And then the sign of, I guess, when the slaves would go under the underground, and many, many other brilliant abolitionists and revolutionaries would rescue the slaves and show them and tell them, hey, you are a slave, and I'm here to take you to freedom. So when we go into the promised land, we would see, I guess, a promise of a better tomorrow is better than having the shackles around our ankles, the chains around our necks, and the laughter of the slave master trying to, you know, recapture us back again, back into slavery. And today, although we no longer have, in some cases, we don't have the shackles around our necks, it depends on where you're at, because behind enemy lines you do. But if you're out here and you're not behind enemy lines and things of that nature, but if you are out here, you still are having the mental aspect of slavery. You're still feeling confined, and you're still feeling self-hatred of hating yourself and hating your brother and hating your sister and mother and father and light-skinned against light-skinned, dark-skinned against dark, elder against the youth, et cetera. You know the rules. Without me having to go back into that, releasing that energy. But I say to you that there has to be a different change. We have to follow up by taking our people to a new level. It is time that we stop the hate. Time that not only we have to stop the hate in the streets, but we have to stop the hate on each other, because we are strongly into that, into these different organizations. Whereas your organization may have different political, dialectical ventures and views, but yet I can't find a point of unity in working with you because I just don't like you. So that has to stop. So how can we go out here into the community and convince our people to come with us to We have the answers here. Come with us. Come with me. Follow me, and I will take you to the promised land, as the revolutionaries before us have said. And they were taken out of slavery into, I guess, the so-called promised land. So how can we provide that for our people if we can't even just, you know, develop some type of point of unity in working with each other and building blocks? Just like we're building blocks with these other races, and we're helping this so-called America, and we're taking America to the ultimate level by working his plantation, by going on to these jobs. And don't get me wrong, as I said, stated last week about no brokedom, but I'm just saying, if we can go into these jobs and we can make the master all this great, great money, then we can want for our brothers what we want for ourselves. And we have to believe in it. We have to see the 10-point program as tangible. We have to look at the 10-point program as a great value and a great asset. And part of that 10-point program involves us touching base and working with our people. And developing, of course, our non-local objectives, which we redefine the 3 D's, to develop, to define what's in the best interest of the Black community. Please, please, please begin to start working with our people and start developing these, think tanks, I guess you can call them that, and organizing committees where we're coming together and we're resolving, not just coming up with these great ideas, but we're putting them tangibly on paper and manifesting them into a reality. Because I'm definitely a believer of manifestation of reality. So we have to be able to do that. And we cannot continue to play with this beast, because it's getting worse. If you look at everything that's going around in this country, and today was not my intent to talk. I had no desire to talk today. But again, we must wait for our national chairman. But again, if you view what's going on into the world today, you will notice that hell is catching everywhere, that everyone is not obliterated from the hells of North America. If we look at not just North America, but all around this country on an international level, and then the deal of course, what's going on with the whole Cuban and America trying to make this trade thing go. So that is something that must be watched. We definitely, I know many of us shy away from watching the news because of everything that we see on what's going on in the news, but damn it, it has nothing to do with us picking up newspapers and reading and getting that effective political education of trying to tell our people about the signs that's going on in the world today. So we must pay attention to what is happening in the world today, and we have to take notes on it, so we can warn our people. And of course, and above all, taking our people to what we say or what we view as the promised land. Any rate, I think we have our national field marshal on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on for a minute until our national chairman comes on. I was looking for our national minister of justice, but he is not yet called in yet. So let me go ahead and bring our national field marshal on the line, 215-982. Black Power, your mic is open. Black Power,
National Minister of Information, you're doing a great job on your discussions here today. And our National Chief of Staff and the whole new Black Panther Party and our Black Power General, Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, and the bullet, you know, I love it. I love that speech. That whole concept, the whole ideals, you know, of the bullet or the bullet, and it's time, you know. But I like to say Black Power, as we out here, and we out here paving the boots on the ground, in the streets, in the grassroots, in the United States of America and around the world. We run into different situations, different webs that the enemy is spinning and attacking us in here and attacking us there, you know, and we find ourselves in situations. You know, well, I like to thank New Black Panther Party for coming through, you know, and for the pledges that are out here and that haven't came through yet, and you know who you are, and it look like keep up, you know, everything gonna be all right. You know, as far as me with my case, I go to court in a couple weeks, and I should be able to get a lawyer if everybody was to go and make a donation. You know, everybody that can, you know, so I already know people going to do what they going to do or what they can do, you know, but I'm here then to encourage and ask for the help. Closed mouth don't get fed. And so I just wanted to say, like, the people that have sent in, the chapters that have sent in, the individuals that have sent in, and can you keep putting it out on Facebook and all your networking and tell your chapters, tell your regions, you know, and can, you know, just can y'all keep, you know, sending in a dollar or whatever. You know, I don't want to seem ungrateful or anything. So I just want to say thank you. You're in Black Power, you know, and that is why we're here, you know, define, develop, and defend what's in the best interest of Black people. You know, it's been a situation going on in Dallas, Texas, where the Klan has been calling themselves going to protest, you know, and rally at a mosque, a Nation of Islam mosque. Hey, picture that. You know, come on now. So we're going to wake up and smell the gunpowder, you know, because New Black Panther Party has already woke up. You know, New Black Panther Party is the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. You know, so we're going to continue to organize, strategize, and mobilize and do the things that we need to do, you know, for self-determination, for our own existence, you know. So I love y'all, and stay strong, and let's keep the struggle continue. The Lucha Continua, no surrender, no compromise, one bullet, one sender. One bullet, one settler. Black power.
Black power, black power. Yes, sir. I'm still black at you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Shout out to our national chairman also.
Yes, sir. He'll be on in 5 minutes. Thank what they say. Thank the Lord and pass ammunition. Because we need him on here in this hour. I promise you today.
Yeah, I'm walking along the streets and just had to come in. Thanks for the opportunity to come in and put a word in reference to my situation. Or I'm gonna say our situation. You know,
yeah.
Because when one fall, we have won. So we in this together. United we stand, divided we die. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power. All right, thank you so much, National Field Marshal. Let's please raise this money for our comrade in the struggle. I've soldiered with this comrade for quite some time now, and we definitely owe him to make sure we get this brother a lawyer because we don't want to put behind enemy lines. So we must do better on that. All right? All right, Black Power. Thank you so much, brother.
Black Power, Black Power.
All right. I'm basically right now trying to stall until we get our national chairman, so I guess I'll take some calls. So I think I got another call of 405-89. You're on Black Power Radio. I'm going to go ahead and open your mic. Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, National Minister of Information, salute you.
Mm-hmm.
This is your your Central Regional Minister of Information, Sister Lakeisha X, Black Power. I first want to give homage to all those that have paved the way for us to even be on this line tonight. Most definitely, Dr. Khaled Muhammad, who said, not on my watch, and made sure the New Black Panther Party is what it is today. Black Power. I won't be long. I'm a little under the weather, but I wanted to iterate on our brother, National Field Marshal, Brother Haru Kahudi. He is needing our assistance. Any amount will be grateful. He goes to court in less than 2 weeks, and this is from him standing up, being the warrior that he is, black nationalism, pan-Africanism, and been a voice to liberate and educate our people. With that being said, any amount is appreciated. I'm going to give you time to get a pen, a paper, your phones, and I'll say the address slow. It'll be a PayPal address, and it will be a written physical address where you can send any amount. All amounts are appreciated. We need to make sure we stand for those on the front line as if they give their life for us when they do it. We're never promised to come back or return home, and that's what we know we signed up for. So please get a pen and paper at this time or use your electronic device. If you would like to give and desire to give and have it to give, and if you don't have it to give, send a prayer. Ask a friend. Any amount will be appreciated. On PayPal, please go to PayPalMe/HaruKahuti. I will spell that out. PayPalMe, PayPalMe/HaruKahuti, HeruKahuti. One more time. PayPal/HaruKahuti. Enter the phone number, area code 215-982-0665. Again, that number to enter on PayPal, me/HaruKahuti, is 215-982-0665. You can also send a donation, money order, cashier check. Please send a by certified mail. It comes out a little bit more reasonable if you need to take that route, but make sure you have it certified so that way we know that it did arrive. Things do happen, especially in the movement. That address is, starting with the name, Jerry Jackson. Again, that name is Jerry Jackson, spelled J-E-R-R-Y. Last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Address is 1231 North Broad Street, 4th floor. Again, the address to mail your donation, 1231, 1231 North Broad, B-R-O-A-D. Again, that's B-R-O-A-D Street, S-T-R-E-E-T. 4th floor, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19122. Again, that zip code is 19122. For any questions, if you wasn't able to write that information down, flyers are circulating, and that same number that's for PayPal to enter is National Field Marshal's personal number. If you have questions, if you want to talk to him, if you need another way of assisting him in this matter and you have it, that number is area code 215-982-0665. Again, that's 215-982-0665. Power to the people, black power, freedom of death.
Yes, are you there?
Can you hear me? Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, this is Imam Akbar speaking. Yes, thank you, and Black Power. This is the challenge of the whole system of injustice that's been perpetrated against black people. I would like to greet you, beloved brothers and sisters, with the greeting of peace and the greeting of Black Power. And this is Imam Akbar. I am your National Minister of Justice. We are certainly thankful for an opportunity to co-host and talk to the black community as the reason of this particular situation. The circumstances are that our General Minister and our National Chairman, the Honorable Hashim Ednaton Nzinga, has a meeting and a briefing here in the city of Atlanta, and it asked me to come in and just say a few words of inspiration to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, as well as to those black revolutionaries who are standing in support of his leadership in this hour. And we say to all of those in support of the leadership of the Honorable National Chairman, our first General Minister of the Black Panther Party, Honorable Hasheem Nzinga, who is again one of the cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, a leader in his own right, a doctor, a researcher in philosophy, science, history, and a multitude of subjects as he gained his notoriety as a speaker and a traveler. He had many, many stages to his development to become who he was. And his early stages of development along at Dillard University and the whole system of historically black college and university. This is the advice of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, again, a university named for him in Chicago, Illinois. Another Malcolm X school here and a Malcolm X college. Almost every city has some Malcolm X school, elementary school, some middle school, some high school, others with college, universities and college for Malcolm X. And Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man, a giant in education. And I'm just telling you something, beloved brother and sister. You have to realize it's not even really about education, especially not from the white man. The Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass taught himself, in other words, divine guidance, taught him reading and writing. And you stack up you some Bernie Sanders and some Hillary Clinton and some Donald Trump. Dr. Frederick Douglass, his intellect is so high, he's above their intellect right now. You call upon any one of them to match Frederick Douglass in intellect. I'm just showing you when the divine power, the Almighty God and the Creator is with you, and when you seek his guidance and you ask for his support, ask for his direction, then the divine power will guide you. Well, some tell you, oh, there ain't no God. Well, maybe there ain't. For all the people, my predecessor, Malcolm X, said that was a God. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that was a God. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad said that Almighty God. He said that the black youth have the Almighty God of the world on their side in this hour. And he said black power and black revolution is the only solution to the problems that are facing the black man, woman, and child in their health. And the HELLS is our national spokesman, Honorable Brother Sean Kwali says, in their health, HELLS. In the hell you catching here in North America, in the hells of North America. We would like to thank our honorable beloved brother, Sean Kwali, for hosting a show, a Black Power radio show, for many, many years of radio. This man has held the line and been right there on the front line of Black Revolution. So we just want to thank him for the work that he's put in to bring you a consistent radio. This man has been more consistent than sunshine in bringing you Black Power Radio. So he has led the way, and I'm just here just standing in for those two giants in leadership and radio, because that's my chief of staff, my chairman, and Representative Honorable Hasheem Nzinga, and leadership of Honorable Sean Kwali, most time you find it in Louisville, but he travels the country to bring Black Power, Black Revolution. And he ain't scared. He riding on that NAN. He rolls on in that ride, that NAN all the way to Africa for freedom, justice, and equality for the black man, woman, and child. So focus, brother and sister, to black revolution as being the only solution. I don't think these people know better than my leader, my mentor, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Now, I'm more than aware that they know a whole lot. But I just don't accredit them as knowing more than Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad about this black revolution. I don't think they know more than the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He had no education, but he raised professors under him. You have to understand how the divine power is working at this hour. Huey P. Newton was an engineer educating black people. Damn, that your black revolution is in your hands, Frederick Douglass, huh? Even if Elijah Muhammad didn't come, if Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. didn't come, if Malcolm X had never come, you had your freedom, justice, and equality in Fred Douglass, and you didn't use it. Why didn't you use it? Because what? you beloved brother and sister, so much has been done to you. You can't see a Hashim and Zinger, the total value of that kind of leadership at this hour. You can't see the honorable doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and his attempt to reach to Africa like the honorable Elijah Muhammad reached to Africa and then link up and hook on up with Africa and bring Africa right here. And God damn it, we didn't go for the kente cloth trick, huh? We didn't go for the shea butter, huh? Damn it, we went for Black Revolution, and we found Black Revolution. Whatever you're looking for on this earth, brother and sister, you can find it. Most of Elijah Muhammad told me, he said, just go to look it, and you'll find it. I wish that you should. I wish that you would think over these things in this hour. For Black Power, this is your hour, beloved sister. Your hour, beloved brother. Your hour, beloved comrade. That the 2016 is your day. That's this year. I'm calling it a day. This is your day. Because the two, again, those two is the black man and the black woman. The black man and the black woman's day. Again, your hour, beloved brother and sister, because it is the zero means a cipher, or you could use it as a degree sign, but you could use it as a 360-degree revolution for the black man, woman, and child to rise in this hour and check the opposition. The Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass said to go against the opposition, organize with the peacemaker, but go against the opposition, go against those who would distastefully and those that would distastefully misuse you. Go against those intemperate people. Organize and join in with the temperate against the intemperate. Against those. Against those that would misuse you and abuse you. Go against them. Go against them. As we greet our honorable brother, the honorable, I'm just calling him doctor because he's a hell of a doctor in my case. Done surgery on the black man, woman, and child, the Honorable Hashim and Zinger. How do we match up? How can we equate a Frederick Douglass? How can you bring a Donald Trump to the table to equate a Fred Douglass? If you're talking about freedom and justice, you're talking about diplomats. You're talking about a Fred Douglass who raised up and didn't give a damn about this cracker. He went on to become the ambassador to Jamaica. In his eloquent speech, can you match any one of Donald Trump's speech? Any one of Hillary Clinton's speech to Frederick Douglass' speech? Can you match it up with Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz? They refuse. All of this. Wake up, brother and sister, in this hour. You've always had what you need for freedom and justice and equality. God damn it, you just didn't use it. The Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told you. He said that this is a black bank here. Take your money out of downtown. Put it in your bank. He said the black economics and the black banking system work, but when you use it, brother and sister, and put the banking on this corner, and put your insurance company, put your black life and your black insurance on the next corner. That's been his advice to you. I'm standing right here at the headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and I didn't hardly ever hear Andrew Young say one syllable concerning your black economics and the economic programs of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Can barely get anybody, I just don't give a damn in this hour, can barely get anybody out of Farrakhan camp to really come in and throw down the Honorable Elijah Muhammad economic program. Let's keep it real in this hour, huh? This is my short hour of black power, but I was raised by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, raised by Herbert Muhammad, Jabir Muhammad, raised by the first Imam Sultan, not Sultan set to Chicago. Now, his daddy raised me up in this land and taught me this Quran that I can recite. He had become the Hafiz, which you call, brother in New York, call him Abdul Hafiz. Hafiz means to recite and to memorize and recite. This is the memorization of Sultan Muhammad, who became the airplane pilot. He didn't use the cracker's education to become an airplane pilot. I wish that you could wake up. I wish that you should think over these things. Sultan Muhammad, the grandson of Elijah Muhammad, became an airplane pilot without a cracker's education. He went to the Muhammad's University of Islam. Wherever Muhammad put a temple in there, he put a university right there. Wherever Malcolm X was going in and opened up a new spot, sometimes they had the school set up good before they had the temple. say this, who is going to do with Malcolm? You say you love Malcolm, huh? What did the predecessor say? Oh, they love to hear Malcolm, what the book of the last poet talks about. They love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love no Malcolm. Because, goddamn, if you love Malcolm, you would do what Malcolm did. Who going to stand under an army Elijah Muhammad, discipline themselves against women, discipline themselves to get off of Negro time and just be on time for once in your life? You don't want to do what Malcolm did, but you want to brag how much you love Malcolm. Or we the Malcolm grassroots. Or we the Malcolm X the XXX organization. We the Dr. Martin Luther King disciples. Ain't going to do nothing. You ain't let no dog get sick on you, Dr. King. You ain't let no dog bite your 17-year-old son and bite his intestines. I just came from Alabama. What a mother told me that it was her son that you saw on one of them statues. But the dog, the German Shepherd dog, is biting his teeth right down into the guts, right into the small intestines of her little baby boy. Huh? And this was okay. Somehow, somebody told them that this was somewhere cool. This was something acceptable. This was lawful. I'm trying to explain to you, brother and sister, that King changed the law. He stepped up and said, well, I can't vote. Why? Because I'm black, I can't vote. I can't sit at the lunch counter because I'm black. He decided to do something about that. And we could change. Suddenly, you old revolutionary head going to say, oh, well, King said himself he had integrated us into a burning house. Oh, you little dumb knucklehead, suckerhead fool. What if King had not come? What if Malcolm X had not come? What if Frederick Douglass had not come? Respect that black leader, brother. Wake yourself up in this hour. That's a black man you criticize, finally blessed by the almighty God of the world. Never hear you downgrading one of them blacks that stood up with what he had, Dr. George Washington Carver. Huh? Stood up with what God blessed him to tell you, oh, there's no culture without the agriculture. Did your own known scientists that taught themselves and almighty God taught them, Dr. Benjamin Banneker, to raise a whole city out of it. The cracker couldn't find his way across the street. Dr. Benjamin Banneker laid out a whole city, huh? From his memory gene. Somewhere back in Africa, there was another architect, another civil engineer, another surveying engineer, another architectural engineer, mechanical engineer, form of electrical engineer, and put everybody on point. Huh? The whole world had to bow down to the science of Benjamin Banneker. And what did you Negro do? You didn't do the Frederick Douglass shuffle. You didn't do the thing to get a whole part of the city for Banneker. He's got one little teeny high school and then a little half street damn near alley in D.C. And that's their recognition of Benjamin Banneker. Whole street down Duke Ellington and Marvin Gaye in Washington, D.C. And you can barely find a spot. It looks so run down. Same in Islam, Bilal, the most neglected masjid in the whole wide of this world, on the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. Everything is neglected for the black man. Now I'm calling it in this hour criminal neglect in New Orleans, Louisiana. Criminal neglect in the Bilal masjid. It don't matter if you're on the eastern of the hemisphere or the western of the hemisphere. The black man is neglected worldwide, and I'm talking criminal neglect here. I am the Minister of Justice. I'm able to determine criminal neglect when I see it, when the evidence is in, the proofs and the evidence support it. Then that's criminal neglect. If I call a shot, then goddamn it, back my call. Black my goddamn call if I call it. And if I'm wrong, then we all stand there. We're going out wrong together. We can get it. We caught wrong there. We took the advice from the imam. We were wrong. Unless we organize, imam, just to write it. But I can take a criticism. I can take some reorganization, some restructuring, and reorganization, and come out with, if you take a pause, then you come back to the heart, what can be stronger and stronger and stronger again. Those elementary teachers that Elijah gave us, I never faced any form of self-esteem as a result of that teaching. I could never deny that teaching. You got comedic signs, you caused me to neglect a teaching, to deny a teaching that raised me up, and I'm looking all over the world. People all over the world still being raised up with that teaching. I'm not telling you that comedic science won't raise you up, but I'm also telling you that the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad will raise you up.
the teachings of Christianity will raise you up. If you obey, you're not willing to submit your will to obey a damn thing. You don't even obey the real construction and the real confines of comedic science, which I've had an opportunity to study. Then everybody's wrong except you. You knuckleheaded sucker. I wish I could stand toe-to-toe with you. Yeah. If not that, just learning that, no, the black man started the first martial arts. I had probably forgotten most about my martial arts that some of these guys never learned. And they're in my face whooping down at me. It's out of their mind. Tripping on themselves. Knows more about weaponry than he could ever learn. I was shooting out at 13 years old against crackers, running crackers through the woods with a broken handle 22 handgun and a sawed-off shotgun that had three in the chamber, I mean, three in the clip shot, 12-gauge shells. It would take three of those and have one in the chamber to blow your ass away with. So as a youngster, I had the opportunity to go in the woods, live in the woods, and live all over this country. So as a minister of justice, I had worked for Thurgood Marshall. My auntie had one of the first cases of Thurgood Marshall. She had done the sit-down on the bus thing 11 years before Rosa Parks. Study and Google Irene Morgan, and you'll find my auntie was right there. That's what raised me up to check the preacher at 7 years old. Because she took a cracker, police told her to get up out of her seat. She said, I'm not getting it. She said, I just had a miscarriage, and I'm on my way to the hospital. She's in Virginia. It's down, Irene Morgan, in Virginia, on her way to Baltimore, Maryland, to go to the hospital about her miscarriage. She sits down in the colored section of the bus. Now, you think about this. In the colored section of the bus, beside a woman who was a new mother, had an infant child seated on the bus. So there's two black women seated on the bus with the child. Some crackers get on the bus, and the driver says, you're going to have to move on back. Well, they're in the colored section. That's starting to thing out now. But you got to take an extra seat because there's more white folks in us. For whatever reason, he's asking us. So the mother with the baby gets up and move back. Well, the seed that I come from is Irene Morgan. You better Google that shit good. But Google Irene Morgan, and you'll see why I take a strong, hard-line position on many issues. And as you look at this thing closely, look at that closely, and you'll see that Irene Morgan, that she refused to move out of the seat to let her cracker sit down in her colored section of the bus. So the driver urged her, encouraged her. People on the bus urged and encouraged. And the sister said, I'm going to remain in my seat. So the cracker bus driver drove on to the next town, in a place called Saluda, Virginia. It's just a brief brushing on history, but I'm showing you what divine power give you when you appeal for divine power. It's always in your hand when you know how to use it. It's in your hand when you know how to use it, but you haven't been trained to use it effectively. Black man, the black power fist works when you use it, Mandela. When you use it, black athletes, just don't take your goddamn black fist down too soon. Hold your goddamn black fist up until you make a difference. So these two white officers came on the bus in the next town and said, well, ma'am, you're going to have to get out of this seat and move back. He said, no, I'm seated where I paid my money, and I'm sitting where I'm supposed to be in my right section, and I have no reason to move. And these crackers went in on her. There's two cracker police now go to remove my auntie out of her seat. And when they put their hands on her, she dropped the other one and told them she don't need to get out of this goddamn seat. Because she paid. She got what she paid for. She said, I paid it to be here, and I'm going to sit here. And eventually they rustled and they wrestled. They arrested my auntie. But that is, if you study the history, that is Thurgood Marshall's very first case. And she won that case, and that caused them. So when I was able to interview Rosa Parks, Rosa Parks told me, when I asked her the question, why did you take that strong, hard-line position in Alabama, knowing that it was the type of racism and that that was the center of attention. It was the whole thing that was going off between Wallace and all of those, and hold on to your seat. Why did you stand up by sitting down and hold on to your seat? And she said, I had to go and support your Auntie Irene. I felt the power of God told me to remain in my seat, to remain seated, and not give up my seat for a white man, or we call them crackers. You wonder, why in the hell are we calling the cracker a cracker? Because all of the signs says that this man got a hold of the whip, and he never stopped cracking the whip. But there's another tradition, European tradition, called them crackers. And they were cracking the whips back in the time that they had the gladiators and all that Spartacus. When you start reviewing some of them old antique movies, they always call them crackers. So it's not a new language, but he never stopped cracking the whip. The white woman never stops cracking the whip. I averse and called her the she-devil because she teaches her children that it's okay to go in on your property and take what she will. It's okay that she by her, when they call it, keep saying birthright, I say she's birth wrong. Black men are not birth. Black women are not birth. Black men and women are born. Benedict Clarence 13 Act, another disciple of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you will see clearly that it's born. The alphabet, the B letter is born. Number 9 is born. Three mathematics. You got to know what's the mathematics of today. Wake up, brother and sister, to your culture, freedom. Wake up, brother and sister, to see knowledge, wisdom, understanding. This knowledge is the same thing. Clarence 13 Act is the same thing as Frederick Douglass. Elijah Muhammad is the same thing as Malcolm Messiah God. The prophet Noble Drew Ali is the same prophet as Nat Turner. But you just so goddamn blind to see it, brother and sister. I try to serve you wake-up Jews. I'm out here now as a device of my father for self-defense. And he told me, call it the wake-the-fuck-up tour. I have presented to you, beloved brother and sister, for years, the high end of the very best of it. Of the King's English. You can't receive it, just like you didn't receive Frederick Douglass. Like right now, you can't receive Nat Turner. But take a look at this cracker. The cracker took his prophet named James Smith, the prophet of the Mormons. And Mitt Romney ran against the President Barack Hussein Obama. Mitt Romney comes out of disciples, out of Brigham Young. They have universities. Of Brigham Young for the Mormons, the whole state of Utah, most of Montana, parts and bits and pieces of Idaho, most of Wyoming. And these crackers, Mormons, live on to themselves. But the reason I mention these crackers is because they believe in their white prophet. You just a Joe knuckleheaded sucker that don't believe in your black prophet, Nat Turner. Nat Turner was called by the black man and the white man the prophet. Nat Turner accepted confessions from the white man and from the black man. Nat Turner was divinely guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. If you want to say Rajah Rastafari, if you want to say Yahweh Elohim, if you want to say Jehovah, if you want to say whatever name you call your Almighty God, Amun Ra, same God blessed Nat Turner just like he blessed Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Just like he blessed Imhotep, huh? Just like he blessed Akhenaten. Akhenaten was the first to say to do away with all the multiple gods, go with the one God. Akhenaten did that. You claim comedic science. He the one that came with the one God. But you don't tell me ain't no God because you think you know something. You're just a knuckleheaded sucker with a half-fragmented piece of knowledge and using it against black people because you don't get the universal knowledge. You isolate yourself and think you're the only one that's gotten the goddamn sense. That's crazy as hell in this hour. I'm just here to tell you. Now, if you meet toe-to-toe, I'm coming in your city. So it doesn't matter. I was just in Memphis. You're damn right. I just left out of Nashville in different places. Damn right. Been in Mobile, in Houston, Texas, in Miami. You're damn right. And I'm coming to your town. All you got to do is be willing to sponsor the Honorable Chairman. There's that Akhenaten again. He's still talking about the one God. He was talking about the one God 9 to 10,000 years ago, and we're talking about the same one God now. Now, what do you have to say about that? Is anybody here willing to take calls? I'll take a call on that one, because that's a major piece at this hour. Because you always want to debate something, and you go in half-cocked. Some sucker came and told me, your name, Arabic, you well with Arabic. A sucker with a cracker's name come tell me I got an Arab name, and I don't know what I'm talking. Well, also, I have an Ethiopian name as well. Well, what the hell make a difference? You couldn't even hear Frederick Douglass. Douglass said to organize with the humane society against your enslavement. Wake up, Jews. The Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass said to organize with the temperate people, people that don't lose their temper. Go with the temperate against the intemperate and the immoral. Can you crack that, Bernie Sanders? Can you crack that, Donald Trump? Ted Cruz, Hillary Clinton, can you crack that riddle and undo and unscramble the teachings of the Honorable Dr. Fred Douglass, who now Cracker will teach him to read? Matter of fact, they tried to beat the skin off of his back for learning how to read. But I'm just here to tell you that one day he decided, I'm not taking this shit no more. No more ass whippers. Any ass whippers come in this camp today, I'm dishing them out. And beat his goddamn slave master down like a stepchild. I'm just here to tell you. And he took over that goddamn place and got out of there and got his freedom and kept his freedom. He walked in dignity. He got so proud and so dignified, he left this country. And he was warned by all of the mixed multitude, the white and the black, those who went to abolish slavery. He was warned, Dr. Frederick Douglass, huh? You can't come back here. You come back here. These crackers are going to kill you. He didn't give a damn about this goddamn cracker. He came on back here and went on to become the ambassador of the United Nations. He went to visit the camp where they had the abolished, those that wanted to abolish slavery. And the time they heard from him, they made him the leader. Because of the intellectual development, because of the spirit that he had for freedom for his people, his dedication, he never, ever did anything but walk in complete 100% defiance of his slave master every day that he was able to live once he gained his freedom. He walked in 100% defiance of his slave master. And he found a way to build his house on the highest peak in Washington. And you can go to Washington, D.C. Don't go on the regular tour now because you're going to miss Frederick Douglass. But you go off on the sidebar like you go in Jamaica and you go to Trinidad and go on the sidebar and go on up to the Frederick Douglass home. Pictures of all of the rooms of the house of Frederick Douglass. All the modern conveniences. Still probably the most modern and well-kept home in Washington, D.C. is the house of Frederick Douglass. And he went on. The Almighty God marked that place so you could see your freedom, justice, and equality, Clarence 13X. Huh? You could see manifest there was a man before Marcus God. A man before Nat Turner, a man before the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man before Donald Huey P. Newton, a man before Fred Hampton, a man that came before George Washington Carver, a man who came before the most honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man who came before the honorable Al-Haji Malik Ashabaz Malcolm X, a man that you get black power, the honorable Frederick Douglass. For your freedom, justice, and equality. Any way you cut it, any way you look at it, Fred Douglass was a noble man. He was an honorable man. Anything lacking, I said, yeah, well, he was a prophet too. You couldn't see it. A man told me there's no prophet after Muhammad. There's no prophet after Jesus. There's no prophet after Abraham. There's no prophet after Moses. Oh, you're just crazy as hell. The scholar in Islam told me that there are over 3,000 prophets that are not even mentioned in the Holy Quran and the Bible. And there are over 300 messengers that are acknowledged by the great scholars of all time that are not even mentioned. 300 messengers and 3,000 prophets. Now, why can't Frederick Douglass, Dr. Frederick Douglass, be one of those prophets? You just have to use all of your thinking, brothers and sisters. Why can't Nat Turner be one of those prophets that are not mentioned in your scripture that you believe in?
Yes, sir. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Black power. Black power. That's who the hell I know who the fuck I am. I'm just wondering, who in the fuck are you? That's the way they do it in L.A. When you get in L.A. Oh, who that got that food? You go in Chicago now. Go down a street where known where black people hang out. And the first thing, like, who that got that food? Who the fuck are you? Go down there and try to buy a bag of vinegar chips, or go down and try to buy a nickel bag of dope or dime or a dove sack of weed or a dove of coke or something. Go down and try to get something that you've been getting for your habit. And the first thing you'll ask is, who in the fuck is this fool? That's what we had to do to wake the fuck up to it. You have neglected your scholars. You've neglected the best of your prophets. And why in the hell are you going to distance yourself from Jeremiah Wright? Why do you want to distance yourself from the most honorable Louis Farrakhan? Because a cracker distance yourself from the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. You a goddamn fool. That's why I got to have a wake the fuck up tour. Because you're foolish. I want you to just know who in the hell is this cracker going to ask the question on Sean Hannity call. They interviewed me. And he said, well, are you going to distance yourself from this college guy, from Khalid Muhammad? I said, well, cracker, who in the hell are you going to distance yourself from? And the cracker shut up, changed the subject, did something else. Oh, I was on his radio show. Oh, no, no. Well, who in the hell are you going to distance yourself from? Can you get away from Jeremiah Wright? And he's doing wake-up juice on every corner of Chicago where he can get to. All over the world running salad. They should play Jeremiah Wright till he can't play it no more. You're just a dumb, buster-ass nigga. And don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I don't care whose pulpit or whose rostrum you're standing on. I don't care if you're behind Farrakhan or T.G. Jakes. If you don't recognize Jeremiah Wright as one, I ain't going to say hell of a but he's one God-sent man, then you have lost your motherfucking mind. I'm just telling you straight up. And I don't mind telling you, brother, sister, it's wake-up time. Wake up, Jews. We got to teach this preaching and preaching it until we wake our black people up. And arm yourself or harm yourself in this hour. Go against this enemy. Fred Douglas told you, go against. He said, go against the opposition. When the hell do you think I keep talking opposition? When the hell did I get it from? Frederick Douglass keeps saying, go against the opposition. Organize yourself. Far more important, beloved brother and sister. Far more important, I hope you write it down. Far more important than anything that I could tell you. Far more important than anything I could begin to explain to you. Is that you, black woman, that you would organize yourself against the opposition, that you would organize against your exclusion from your participation in your own black government. Black power. Black power, sister. You got to raise these children to know that all that rubber comes from Africa. Raise these children. All that chocolate come out of Africa. You got to wake up in this hour, brothers. We have been in the Memphis. We're going on back in Nashville. We're coming on in Atlanta. We're going on to St. Louis. Going on in Indiana. Going on to Houston. On to Miami. On to New York. On to Jersey. Wake up this nation. Wake the fuck up to it. That's where we're going with this. Oh, yeah, you got to wake the fuck up in this hour. Black power. Black power. And a strong black military to block that goddamn call. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. This is why we come. We didn't come to pussyfoot around with your monkey ass. We didn't come to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips today. We came to wake your ass up in this hour. Come on, black power. So you, black woman, it's far more important that you would organize Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, Dr. Stokely Carmichael, Dr. H. Rapp Brown, Imam Jamil Abdul-Alami, to organize yourself against your exclusion from your participation in your own black-ass government with your own black-ass military. Now, what better could it be spelled out? Fred Douglass, he's doing slavery. Before the Civil War, he was on the battlefield for black people, for black freedom, justice, and equality. He spelled it out eloquently with the very best kings in English. You couldn't hear Fred Douglass. Every damn one of you got the history of Fred Douglass before you were in the fifth grade by fourth grade history class, by the fifth grade, the sixth grade, and you didn't know about Frederick Douglass, then in this hour I will consider you a crash dummy. If you did not know about Frederick Douglass by the time you were in the sixth grade before you went into middle school, That was damn near standard teaching across America. I don't care what school, and that's why Allah blessed me to travel this nation, to know what was being taught in these schools, to know that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were slave masters down in Arkansas. When I went into the Cummings prison in Arkansas, I saw how they treated black people there before this cracker was a president. There was a black man named Ron Brown, made him a president. I'm just telling you that blacks have been in the corner of the road, always cleaning up some mess for this cracker. Bill Clinton went on to take out the vocational trades in the school. Hillary Clinton supported him in that. Huh? Bill Clinton went on to remove the education from the penal institution in Washington, from the D.C. corrections. They had very little education. The low pole between Mississippi and Arkansas was the lowest on supporting education, although they still have some great universities there. But the government never supported the black institution for education. The old Miss right now, and it's still twisted. I was there a few nights ago for a concert. Old Miss is still twisted. But organize must repeat it. The most important thing I could tell you tonight, beloved brother and sister, in talking and isolating the black woman, because she is the first teacher to the male child and the first teacher to the female child, is that you, black woman, organize yourself against your exclusion from your participation in your own black government, straight out of the loins of Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass. All of it's good when you know how to use it, huh? Your black fist is good when you know how to use it, salesman, in whatever you're selling. But if your timing is not right for the sale, it's not worth a damn to the black community. That's why you must wake the fuck up in this hour, brother and sister. I wish that you would arm yourself. I wish that you would think over these things and wake the fuck up. Because that's the only way we can bring this to her, is as our National Chief of Staff has instructed us to do, and we have to follow orders. And your Panthers are lunching. You're a lunchbox. You won't even follow a decent order. You think someone want to rule you. You think, I just don't give a damn about you and that kind of thinking. You got to wake up and follow them goddamn orders. I asked the soldiers. I said, well, if the national official come in your town, and I said, that's anybody from the DK, the defense minister, Brother Haru, our field marshal, our national field marshal. We have our national information secretary, our national information minister, sister and beloved Amira Sankofa. She's Amira Sankofa, Kwali Sankofa. That's a team. That's a dude. A dynamic team. If the chief of staff, Sean Kwali, and Sister Mira come in your town and give you some instruction, you going to second guess the instruction? You going to figure out what they say? Are you going to carry out that goddamn order? You goddamn right. It's a volunteer organization. By the time you put that patch on your chest, you better carry it like it's a full-blown military that will go to your motherfucking ass. I'm just telling you straight up, brother, sister. Stop that bullshit. And carry out them goddamn orders. And all Panthers sympathize, and anybody even coming near this party, if you're not prepared to carry out the leadership and the orders of the Honorable Chairman and Dr. Hashim Ignatnik Singer, they said to take out, go with the one God. That's what his Ignat means. So he brought together the Kemetic, the Christian, the Muslim, the revolutionary, the sympathizer. He's trying to appeal to you black people to wake the fuck up. It's a new day. It's your day. It's all your day. The whole 196 million, 940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. This is yours. Where the hell are you from? I'm from Earth. And it's my Earth Day. It's how we ain't got no birthday. We got born day. Wake up, black brother and sister. It's your born day. You've been born. You ain't been no goddamn birth. You birth a cow and a chicken. A pig and a mule get birth, huh? The birds get birth. The human being has been anointed with the oil of Jesus the Messiah. They've been anointed with the knowledge and the decree of the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's you are born, huh? The Muhammad was born. Hubert B. Newton was born. John B. Lackey Muhammad was born. The Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass was born. The Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born. Al-Haji Malik al-Shabazz al-Omar Wali. Omar Wali Malcolm X was born. Wake the fuck up, brother and sister, and be born in this knowledge of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Cause we the Cubs. Yes, we are the Cubs of Dr. Collins. And we some bad motherfuckers in this hour. And I ain't gonna lie. You know goddamn well I ain't gonna lie on this phone. I ain't gonna lie when I'm talking in the spirit of Hashim and Zynga, because you know he can go. You think this some hot shit. God damn it, you better. The chairman, he's on the way to see you personally. So don't think you can duck that. I know how you've been used to ducking under the car and running hide up underneath the table and all that bullshit. Oh, but I'm going to make a table trial. I'm going to make a trees trial. But Hashim McNaughton and Zynga today, he's going to make the goddamn rock crowd. Oh, hell no, there ain't no hiding place up under here. We're going to find you under the black rock at midnight. Huh? And cause you to wake the fuck up in this hour, Black Power. I really thank you for allowing me. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you just some of my thoughts we have had. We know our beloved sister has been doing a great work, a great national work, a dedicated servant of black people. Our beloved sister Amira and our beloved brother Sean Kwali have teamed up to make this Black Panther Party work. This party wouldn't even be able to go around the corner if it wasn't for Honorable National Chief of Staff Sean Kwali, our beloved sister Amira, who've been holding the line for you, and you was too dumb, too stupid to be even know how to hold the line for yourself. But she held the line. You better wake up now, because we're coming to get you. I got a club in my hand, and I got a, well, I ain't going to tell you what I got on my side, but if I at least but 10, sometimes if I put the right joint on there, I put a clip on that right, I'll fire 20 rounds at your ass. You don't wake up now. I ain't afraid of you. I'm coming to get you. Uncle Sam wants you, but I want you more. I always say Uncle Sam loves you, but I love you more. Black Power in this hour. We standing up today. We didn't come to pussyfoot around. Didn't come to, as the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad made reference, we didn't come to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips. But we came to give you the best of what divine creator has sent to you. We're trying to share with you. We're trying to cause you to rise up against your opposition, Dr. Frederick Douglass. Always accentuate every statement with against the opposition, against those. He said, define a humane society. Organize against those that would enslave you. Organize, find the peacemaker, brother and sister, the Muslim called peacemaker in the book. Find the peacemaker and organize against this war. The Honorable Muhammad Ali was a student and disciple of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Wake up, brother and sister. He said, I ain't got no beef. I ain't got no dog in your fight. I don't have no beef. I don't have no problem with the Vietnamese, huh? This is the Honorable Muhammad Ali, the boxer. Stood toe-to-toe with crackers. Said, we're going to come get you, Muhammad Ali. We're going to lock you up. Just go with the USO. Go and do the traveling show. Muhammad, I'm not doing your goddamn traveling show, huh? We're going to just take your belt from you, huh? Muhammad Ali wasn't no champion in reading and writing. God bless him with super reading and writing. He wasn't no poet, but God bless him with super poetry. Muhammad Ali wasn't thinking about none of this and none of that. He just knew he had to at the punch and slug his way out of this goddamn ghetto of Louisville. Sean Kwali and Sister Mira. And now you got Muhammad Ali Street. He threw the blow, and Muhammad Ali, he would knock the nigga out. Knock him down, Joe Frazier. Knock him down. Some of them bigger guys, tougher and rougher guys than Muhammad. But he fought the scientific fight. He told this cracker that I have no dog in the fight. They pressed him again, took all of his championship belt. Huh? Told me, if you just go along with us, we put more dollars in your account. We'll send you around the world, and all you have to do is put on an exhibition for us. He said, I'm not getting in your goddamn war. Huh? I ain't getting in your goddamn Marine Corps. I don't give a fuck about your army and what you got armed up. I don't give a damn about your weapons of mass destruction. Told him to go to hell and take the goddamn army with him. Raise your own goddamn army. I'm a feud of Islam. I'm a FOI until I die. Black Power, wake the fuck up, brother and sister. Muhammad Ali told me, ain't no Vietnamese never called me no nigger. And with that one statement, literally ended the Vietnam War. You just don't know when you got the divine power on your side. You got to learn, you got to be taught and trained how to use it, brother and sister. That's all I'm trying to share with you, is my knowledge and experience. In my graying and aging years, I'm leaving the planet, but I'm hoping I can arm you with just enough artillery that you can hit this goddamn Satan, the devil, and knock his goddamn brain out. Because that's the instruction from the divine, the most high, brain out of Satan. But you got to be willing to do it, brother and sister. You got to be willing to submit so that you can yield your will. Don't be afraid. Be brave. Yield your will to obey the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high God. I guarantee you'll have more substance. If a guy can take you higher and take you on a higher learning, then make this one step towards you getting some good sense, huh? Black power? But wake the fuck up, whatever you do. It's your hour. You got black power. It just ain't for Jada Pickett Smith. It ain't just for Beyonce Knowles, JC, and Jay-Z, and Will Smith. And they've got millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. But they say, wake the fuck up in this hour. Oh, black power. Black power, brother and sister. I'm only here to appeal to you. This ain't hard. Don't make it hard, brother and sister. This is so easy that an infant could learn how to do it. A blind man could catch it. A deaf, dumb, and blind boy could catch on to what I'm trying to explain to you. Just come on home and do it for your own. You'd have done it for the cracker. You'd have built the Sony industry, built GE, built Microsoft, built the General Motors, Dodge, Chrysler, and Ford. Come on home, brother, sister. Take your engineer and start building for yourself. Do whatever you did for this cracker. Just do it for yourself before you go to your grave. Don't die as a goddamn slave. Black power, again, I thank you. I pray that Almighty God will continue to bless you and keep you and your families, that you will embrace this knowledge of black revolution, that you will use it to your advantage. And I hope that Almighty God will continue to bless you as he has blessed me, to have some understanding and a good overstanding, a comprehensive knowledge, a working field knowledge of the plum square and the compass, a working field knowledge of black revolution, a working field knowledge of the Bible and the Holy Quran. And I just use it to help black people in any way I can be of any service to anyone on this line. I'm here tonight at 470-357-5544. And I know we've probably gone in or beyond the time, but if anybody has any statement or question, because, you know, I can get rather fired up and keep it black power, and I can go for a long, long time. And goddamn it, I know I can go strong. I know exactly who I am. I just want to introduce you to who you are and help the new you is in the divine plan, the divine spirit, and the legacy and the spirit of Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, great legacy and a great leadership. Honorable Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who again passed something great to our General Minister, our National Chairman, the Honorable Hasheem McNaughton Exinga, who was working so hard for black people. If you just knew what he would sacrifice just to bring each one of these summits to us and to bring these conventions to us and to bring the leaders from every walk of life and every field of knowledge and every part of human endeavor. That if you knew exactly what he sacrificed from his family, his wives and children, and keeping so much going for the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, even this radio broadcast itself, if you just knew what this one individual had sacrificed to keep the words of the New Black Panther Party and the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad alive and well at this hour, when, goddammit, you know, already know, yeah, we're alive and well at this hour. We may be in Atlanta today. We'll be right there in Chicago if we have to be. We'll be right there in Seattle, Washington when we need to be. We'll be in the streets of Los Angeles as well. We'll be in New York. We'll be in Inglewood. We'll be in Jersey. We'll be in Patterson. We'll be in Newark. We'll be in Hoboken and Hoboken. We'll be in all of these major cities, from Patterson to Teaneck, New Jersey, from Cherry Hill to No Hill. We're going to be there with you in Jersey because we got a lot of healing. They're doing that, Jerry.